Yeah, it's football, isn't it? I mean, we've probably played a lot better than that and come and lost the game. But I think the main thing's 3 points. You know, I think obviously it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out. You know, it wasn't the best performance. But, you know, we need results, and if that's how it's got to be, then that's how it's got to be.
And, of course, the pressure on a game like that is so intense, isn't it? Particularly when Helder's penalty doesn't go in and you start wondering whether it's going to be another one of those days, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when Helder's penalty got saved, you know, you start to think, you know, is it going to be one of them days? But that's where you've just got to dig in and keep going and change it. And, you know, I thought we're getting the goal just before half-time helped us, and, you know, second half, you know, we just stuck it out.
It's a peculiar thing after a home win when a portion of the crowd is then booing at the end. Can you understand why they were frustrated by the performance?
Yeah, I mean, you can understand. You know, obviously, as a fan myself, you want to see it, you know, exciting football, and, you know, it probably wasn't the best of games to watch, but we need results. That's where we are, and, you know, if it's got to be like that, then some games it's got to be ugly. But you can understand the frustration.
When you think of the time since you arrived at the club, I mean, there have been some good performances in the Cup, there have been one or two good performances in the league. It's quite an inconsistent side at the moment. Within the squad, what do you put that down to? What would you think might be the problem?
I don't think you can put it down to anything. I think sometimes when you have games and teams, you do have a bit of inconsistency, but you can't really put it down to anything. You notice, like, if you was up there and you was winning games, everything goes your way. You know, I've been at clubs where we've been up there, you get own goals, you get deflected goals, things all go for you. But it's the same at the bottom end. You know, obviously, if you're down there, you get goals like that against you. And it's just snapping out of it and trying to, obviously, change the look.
One of the challenges of this week, of course, two away games in quick succession. Brentford are a very interesting side as well. They're probably unique in this division in terms of their style of play. Very, very positive. I know you had a home win with Blackburn, didn't you, against them earlier in the season, but they were testing you up there as well.
Yeah, Brentford's one of them sides where they can either turn up or not. You know, they're obviously a good side, passing side, but obviously we've just got to go there and stop them from doing it and get a result. It's as simple as that.
I think that the gaffer said a few weeks ago that everybody has to get their head around the fact that it has become, for now, a relegation battle. I mean, you've experienced that as well in your time at Blackburn. How do you deal with that week in, week out? How do you have to sort of set yourself up to cope with that?
We're in it, and that's the reality of it. But you've just got to keep sticking to the basics and doing what you know. If you start trying to change everything, you know, like personally, you know, you start thinking, oh, do we have to go bed earlier? Do we have to do this? Do we have to do that? But you're just clutching at straws. You've just got to put your head down, work hard, and hopefully that it all falls for you. And that's all you can do.
And getting a result like you did at the weekend, does it, you know, whatever the performance, does that increase confidence going into this game?
Of course it does, because if we wouldn't have got a result, especially with the teams around us winning, you know, it puts more pressure on you, because I don't know if we would have been in the relegation zone or not, but we would have definitely been behind. So obviously it gives us confidence, and if we get two wins out of two, it's a different ball game.